Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
MGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
Sorry for hating. No, I'm not. I love being a hater when it comes to winning money.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Costos.
Ronde Gadsden, now... he might already be better than his dad was. And if you don't remember, like, his dad was a good wide receiver. Not a great wide receiver, but a good wide receiver for many years for the Miami Dolphins. He's nasty. Nasty catching the football. Did anyone feel bad for Carson Wentz last night? He's like the knight from Monty Python. He's getting annihilated every single game. He's getting the tar kicked out of him. He takes a licking. This bastard keeps on ticking. It's unbelievable. What a tough bastard, man. His arm is hanging like a wet noodle. How's he going to play? He's like Wolverine.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The Magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. We need Bill Zimmerman on the show right now, our executive producer. So is Bill, yeah, it's almost like roll the dice. Is Bill here? Bill, are you here? Hello.
I'm here, Nicholas.
It's good to hear you and see you. You've made a bunch of opens for the show. Most of them, well, maybe. Let's see how this conversation goes. Most of them have been very good. What was going through your mind when you decided to devote like 25 seconds to Ronde Gadsden?
Because I thought it was an entertaining cut.
So you thought... like, that was supposed to lead... So, first off, the open was late. It was supposed to be played at 4 o'clock. You thought that, like, we're coming out of the shoot Monday after an NFL Sunday, and the first thing that the listeners and the viewers are going to hear and see is Ronde Gadsden, fifth-round rookie
zone.
Tight end.
Correct.
Like, but like that, and you were like, this is a good idea. Like, you felt that.
Yeah. And I love the Carson Wentz line. I know you're against the Carson Wentz line, but it's a perfect lead-in here to the Carson Wentz news.
Yes, but you didn't know that though at the time.
Intuitive, Nick.
The Wentz stuff is okay. Like, Femi, are you the Ronde Gadsden thing is terrible, right? Like we can't have Ronde Gadsden be the first thing in an open. We can't have that.
We're not just talking about the quarterbacks. We're talking about everything on You Better You Bet.
Bill,
that is a deep cut, if I've ever heard one, buddy.
These are like arguments I have with my wife. And I lose all of those, so like I would like to win this one, please.
All right. It was a bad job.
It's a bad job, right?
We're scrambling to try and get stuff to Russ so he can get it done Friday, because Russ has bad Mondays because of all the Bears stuff he has to do.
Oh yeah, God forbid that you bet could get a couple minutes of his precious time.
Bears,
God forbid.
You Better You Bet. That's where it's at with Russ.
Listen, I'm fine with that. Like, You Better You Bet versus NFL team, I get it. Bill.
What's a deeper cut? Is it Ronde Gadsden or the Nets stuff from this summer?
We played the Nets stuff in August when there were no football games. Like, we're coming off a football Sunday. Here's 20 seconds on. It didn't even have the line about me talking about trading. Like it should have been me trading Aronde Gadsden in fantasy for Marshall Faulk. The true story. And Arizona Cardinals Emmitt Smith in 2001. That's just like, you know, Aronde Gadsden, this fifth round tight end you might have heard of, was better than his dad who played wide receiver 20 years ago in the NFL. Honestly?
What about Danny Wolf?
He is.
I'd like Tyler's opinion here. Because it's Monday, and the odds board has been reset. And that's a good thing for Tyler. Because Tyler was basically like a big, dull pineapple yesterday during You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff. As I don't know who the video producer was. It wasn't Mike Brown, but we prepared the stream wasn't there. And Tyler was a big pineapple sitting there in the producer's chair. Tyler, what do you think of Bill Zimmerman leading what? Like, this should have led the show. We're leading the show with Aronde Gadsden. Tyler, your thoughts on Bill?
Honestly, yesterday's performance is probably one of my better ones ever, but we'll go with that. That was just a pineapple sitting in the chair with headphones. I thought it was all right. I thought it should have been something Mason Taylor related, since that was like the hot topic on Thursday and Friday was Mason Taylor or Aronde Gadsden. Listen, Bill's been great. The opens have been awesome. I think that one was, that one left a lot to be desired. But we can always improve tomorrow.
So was it good or bad, Tyler? Because you started by saying it's not bad, and then you closed by saying it is bad. Which is it?
Yeah, I wanted to put it nicely. It wasn't great.
I'd like Addy Bates' opinion, our associate producer. Addy, what do you think of Bill Zimmerman, who's been in doing sports? He's been doing sport.
Been doing sport.
What's happening? What's happening? Is that Addy's microphone?
I believe that is Addy's microphone. I mean, we could try it again. See what'll happen.
I'm good. I'm good. We're good, everybody. I'm just gonna, if it's okay with everyone, I'm gonna talk some sports now.
She's with us. She's with us.
Addy, are you here?
Ask her the question. Yeah, she's here.
I'm here.
Addy, what do you think of Bill's decision to have Aronde Gadsden literally lead the show today? That's how the show was going to start, was Aronde Gadsden.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a concert. It's like Billy Joel not leading with like a big hit. That's like going deep cut, like Running on Ice. Nobody's gonna know what the hell we're talking about.
Give us Uptown Girl, Bill.
Bill,
I feel like Addy's insulting the You Better You Bet audience.
No,
You Better You Bet audience knows who Aronde Gadsden is.
You can't even pronounce his name correctly. He's called Arandy. Like Macho Man Arandy Savage. like should we have played a different cut to start the show? Ooh, yeah.
Snap into Slim Jim.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Aronde McMichael.
I'll tell you what, Femi, we got to... Because the Monday opens now, it's literally just here's stuff from Thursday night football.
Mm.
We need something. You know what? We need stock. We need evergreen cuts that can be played. Right?
Fast forward to next Monday where it's something about Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens being the Dolphins.
Oh, it's like, yeah.
McDaniel should be fired.
Like Tua steps into the phone booth and out emerges. Tua turned the ball over. Meanwhile, like Chiefs Bills went to overtime and Kansas City won on a last second field goal. We're gonna start the show with that. With you know who was awesome last night? Malik Washington. Man, how about that Keaton Mitchell 25-yard run to go over his rushing yards prop at the end of the game? Man, Charlie Kohler looked great as the third tight end for the Ravens.
You better, you bet.
Aronde Gadsden. It's unbelievable, right? It's a professional operation here.
Hey, he's a legacy guy. You know, Aronde Gadsden. He's legacy.
Okay. Thank you. Honestly, that turned out to be a pretty nice bit of content. Okay. Yeah. The Carson Wentz story
so
is pretty
Mason
funny.
Taylor.
The Carson Wentz cut is pretty good. It is accidentally good, but it is good. Because we just got news, you bet on this Monday, that Carson Wentz is undergoing season-ending left surgery on his left shoulder. This is per Diana Rossini of The Athletic. Wentz will be placed on IR. J.J. McCarthy in line to start for the Vikings this week in Detroit against the Lions. I don't know how... Like, this is like the answer to a trivia question. How much do we have to pay you to get the stuffing beaten out of you by professional athletes and then have surgery on your mangled shoulder? Like, that's what... Carson Wentz was basically like a human pinata.
Like, he's like a middle reliever in NFL form. Like, go out there and soak up as much damage as possible until we deem that J.J. McCarthy's ready to play from this injury that we have been lying about for a month. Like, Wentz signed a one-year, $1.42 million deal. I'll tell you what, I'd do it for that money. You could mess my shoulder up. I'll undergo surgery for $1.4 million. Signing bonus of $170,000. Yeah, man, sign me up. Sack the bleep out of me. Carson Wentz is, like, of course, he's the toughest son of a bitch on the planet. He's getting the crap kicked out of him on Thursday night to the point that he had to go, does this surprise anyone? Wentz out for the season? The way his arm was hanging? Like, I'll tell you what, man. Like, Kevin O'Connell better send him at minimum a Christmas card until they're both dead. For what Carson Wentz did, like, going out on his shield. Like, hey Carson, we're going to sign you here. The starter can't play. You go out there behind an injured offensive line, get absolutely crushed, have to undergo season-ending surgery, and we'll see you next year, maybe. Wow. What, the NFL, not for long. You bet on this Monday. All right. Promise we talk about Brian Daboll and the Eagles and the Giants. So, the tush push has got to go. How's that for a segue? So Rondae Gadsden, Carson Wentz's left arm. Oh, you know, what's the deal with the tush push? It's got to go. And I'm not a hater. It's a great play. The Eagles run it better than everybody. And if it could be properly officiated, keep running it. Run it in perpetuity. I'm not a salty Giants fan. I mean, I am sometimes. But I'm able to divorce myself of that emotion. The Eagles kicked the crap out of the Giants yesterday. Whether Kayvon Thibodeau recovers that ball or not, like, the Eagles are going to win the game and cover. So I'm not saying otherwise. But if you're going to allow this play to happen and be run every week, like, you got to be able to officiate it. Otherwise, it's just stupid. Like, it's dumb. And Eagles fans are so, like, you Eagles fans, you're so sensitive about this. Like, it's a personal attack. Like, I said, like, your mother is like what Phil Leotardo called Vito Spadafore's son when they were out for ice cream. Like, it's a personal insult to you that the tush push shouldn't be legal. Oh, how could you say you're a hater? Cry more. Cope. Like, the play's stupid. They're constantly offside, and good for them. I'm not even blaming the Eagles. I'm blaming the league. I'm blaming the refs. And it was obviously a fumble by Jalen Hurts. It's like, what's the point of the play if they can't officiate it? It's got to go. I think it's done. How can it survive all of this? Everyone hates it. The announcers hate it. Most fan, 31 fan bases hate it. It's just Eagles fans that like it, and good for you guys. I would like it too if I were you. I'm just saying it's got to go. You had Brian Daboll, and like the Giants fan in me appreciates it. Absolutely losing his mind various points during the game yesterday. Now, Brad Rogers and his crew were all-time bad for both teams in the game yesterday. I will say that the Giants were on the short end of the stick more than Philly, but it wasn't like this was one-sided with only one team getting the calls. Brad Rogers and the crew were absolutely terrible the whole game. On the Darius Slayton touchdown, when they called offensive pass interference on Slayton on Quinyon Mitchell, at best, it's a ticky-tack call. At best. It should not have been called. The Giants wouldn't have won. This is not me being like, the Giants deserve to win. It's a bad call. And Brian Daboll absolutely loses it. Like, loses it. Headset off, spit flying, screaming, yelling in an official's face. On the tush-push fumble, they tell him he can't challenge. He drops the red flag anyway. He's like a better on tilt. He just lost all his money playing blackjack, hit the ATM, and now he's at the roulette table. And it just came up 00. And he's absolutely freaking out. And the fan in me, I like it. Because if I'm a Giants fan, like, that's how I feel. But he's not a fan. He's supposed to be a leader of men. And when he goes nuts like that, and I'm not saying like he shouldn't be pissed. I'm pissed watching. It sends a message to the team that, like, we're going to make excuses and it's the refs' fault. And they're all saying it after the game. Terrible calls by the refs. Guess what? Like, the Giants suck. The team sucks. And some of it's that Neighbors is out. The team's not very good. Jackson Dart, I think, is playing very well despite all of this nonsense around him. Scadaboo's lost for the year. The offensive line can't hold up, especially the interior. What a shock. And this defense with Shane Bowen allowed over 8 yards per carry yesterday to the Eagles. 7 runs of 15 yards or more. Remember the offseason Hard Knocks? Let's hire Shane Bowen because his Tennessee defenses were good. Yards per carry. How does 8.4 yards per carry sound? Idiots. They're so done, it's not even funny. And as for the Philadelphia Eagles, I said it last week after they beat the Vikings. Jalen Hurts walking into the locker room and exclaiming, "We're not losing anymore." To me, meant something. That's the best they've played all season, start to finish. Domination from start to finish. Both sides of the ball. Pass rush good. Run game electric. Hurts efficient. They didn't even need A.J. Brown. 6-2, the Eagles are. Clearly in the catbird seat to win another NFC East. Heading into their bye. Now, reasonable minds can disagree as to whether the Eagles are at the level of the Lions or the Packers. They already beat the Rams. I think they are. I still think the Eagles are the best team in the conference. You know what's really fun? We're going to find out. Because out of the bye, the Eagles are at Green Bay, and then they host the Detroit Lions. On the other side, let's talk some college football and LSU firing Brian Kelly.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cut back, spinning, and scoring. Jamarian Morrow joins the party. The touchdown for a true freshman.
The Aggies come to Death Valley and pummel LSU to stay perfect on the season.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Friend of the show and a Tim Scandling client, Chris Fowler with the call on ESPN and ABC on Saturday night. On Friday's edition of You Better You Bet, I made an unfortunate comment. What a great buy low spot on LSU. Not low enough. Grab a shovel. Keep on digging. Looked great at halftime. LSU with an 11-point second quarter. Goes into halftime with a lead. And then it all goes to hell. A&M comes out in the second half and beats that ass. 49-25 final score. As A&M just walks into Death, oh, Death Valley Saturday night. Oh, that can't win there. Like, as if, like, this is home field advantage, like you're dropped in the middle of the ocean surrounded by sharks. That's real home field advantage. This home field advantage, not so much. As A&M busts up that mystique on Saturday night and destroys LSU. And the LSU fans expressing their displeasure with now fired coach Brian Kelly by saying, "Fire Kelly." So Brian Kelly meets yesterday with AD Scott Woodward. Honestly, this dude, Scott Woodward, is an absolute legend. I'm dying to have Scott Woodward hire me for a job. Dying. This guy is a living, breathing stimulus package. Like, he's a living, breathing ATM machine. Except instead of dispensing $20, he's giving you, like, Arab oil money. That Arab money. He didn't just hire Brian Kelly. He hired Jimbo Fisher at A&M. He's paying people $50+ million not to work. This, can someone introduce me to him? Scott Woodward. What a legend. I'm going to give everybody my opinion as to what happened in this meeting. Like, obviously, like, Woodward wants him to fire some, and you can read all the reporting. We don't have to go through it. Woodward wants him to fire some assistants. Kelly wants to keep those assistants. He wants to fire other assistants. It turns testy. Like, in my opinion, Brian Kelly wanted to get fired. Because why would you approach the meeting like that? Like, you have no leg to stand on. You're about to complete a fourth consecutive disappointing year at LSU. You have no leg to stand on. I think he wanted to get fired. And knew that if he pushed the right buttons and he got the AD pissed enough, he would get canned and get paid a ton of money not to work. So now, running backs coach Frank Wilson, who is the interim head coach at LSU. And it's going to be a wild hiring cycle in college football. LSU, Penn State, Florida, and a bunch of other big names. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be awesome, honestly. And just to give my thought on it, two names I would consider strongly if I'm LSU, if I'm Penn State, if I'm Florida. Neither is Lane Kiffin. I think Lane's really good. Why would you leave Ole Miss if you were Lane? Just whatever. Georgia Tech coach Brent Key, 8-0. Georgia Tech looking like they're potentially on the way to the college football playoff. And Tulane's John Sumrall, a Bill Zimmerman favorite. Those are the two guys. If you're gonna look past Lane Kiffin and you're gonna look past the massive names, Brent Key from Georgia Tech, John Sumrall from Tulane, I think are the two names that you need to be watching for to be linked to these huge openings. Now let's spin forward the Brian Kelly firing and what it's going to mean, because I think it is going to have an impact on the rest of the SEC season. So LSU is going to visit Alabama in 2 weeks. And what a Houdini act pulled by Ty Simpson in Alabama on Saturday when it looked like they were going to lose to South Carolina and end up winning the game by 7. Simpson is nails down the stretch. He's unflappable. He's tremendous. Honestly, like, for the college football I watch, if I were a team, NFL team in need of a quarterback, he'd be the guy that I would want. I think he's great, Ty Simpson. LSU visits Bama in 2 weeks. I feel like, oh, well, fired Coach Bounce. Give me LSU. Like, okay, great. Like, could LSU cover? Maybe. Are they winning in Tuscaloosa? I don't think so. And then Bama hosts Oklahoma, plays the curtain jerk and jabroni team, and then is at Auburn for the Iron Bowl. I don't think Bama's losing going into the SEC title game. A&M next week is at Mizzou. Bo Prabula lost for the season for Missouri. A&M should take care of business and win at Mizzou. Host South Carolina, who seems like the try-hard team that's going to be in every game and lose all of them, should win that game. And then at just a banger to close for A&M at Texas. And how about that comeback for Arch Manning and the Longhorns? Down 17 in the fourth quarter at Mississippi State. Tie the game. Arch gets concussed on the first play of overtime, and they end. The backup comes in, tosses a touchdown, and they win 45-38 to keep their dwindling playoff. But the playoff hopes are still alive for Texas. Still alive. I'll tell you what, man. Texas A&M setting up as a banger to end the regular season. I think that's your SEC title game. Undefeated A&M and one loss Bama. I'll take Bama in that game, and I think Femi, and I think Tyler, I think people will agree with me. I'll take Bama. My top three teams in the country right now, with Ohio State on the bye this week, Ohio State, draw a line. Alabama, draw a line. Notre Dame, leading the next tier. I can't wait for this weekend in college football. You better you bet on this Monday. Femi, I think you can't wait for college football because you have kind of emerged as the Billy Walters of college football.
Some
That's
are saying.
Me saying it. I'm saying it so you don't have to.
I appreciate that. I don't want to have to go ahead and toot my horn, so I'd rather let others do that as I've been crushing it in college football. The opposite's happening in the NFL, but college football has been a lot of fun. Mississippi State plus 7.5. How about that one? Wire to wire. That was great. Michigan State, lucky as hell with the way that game ended. Like, it looked like Michigan, like the touchdown run at the end. It's like, oh, really? Like, all you had to do is tackle him, but they're going to run out the clock, let him run all the way down there for a touchdown. But thanks to some penalties, Michigan State's party, they get inside the window against the rival Wolverines. And then South Carolina, which was like, such a classic Kalen DeBoer spot. Like, this is what his teams do. I saw it for 2 years at Washington. Big expectations, should wax the opponent, and then they lay an egg, but somehow still win because Kalen DeBoer is a winner. So like, even though they don't cover the number, they're still going to find a way to win. And then the game where they're playing the really good team, close point spread, you know he's nails in that contest, unless they're like way overmatched like they were in the title game against Michigan a couple of years ago. But yeah, like DeBoer, his teams always come to play against the big opponents, not so much against these inferior teams. So look out for that one against LSU. But I want to ask you something about the Big Ten, because I think the Big Ten's super interesting. And for some reason, I was talking to my wife about this. She could not care less. She went to Minnesota, a Big Ten school, but like,
so
I was just like,
tell us how
hey,
this
like,
started. How this conversation start?
So it starts where I'm just like, I'm watching the Oregon-Wisconsin game.
It's Saturday.
So like, we're just kind of chilling in the living room and stuff. It's me, my wife Liz, our dog Willow, just relaxing. Just a relaxing
well, you,
Saturday.
You know, the Abeba phase.
100%. Just, this is what you do on a Saturday. You know, when you're no longer in the streets anymore.
And wait till you have a kid, because what I did on Saturday was went to a kid's Halloween party. Wait till you have a kid, because then that's what you're going to do on Saturdays.
I'm going to an adult one on Saturday, this Saturday, but not a kid's
one.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different. A little bit different than the kids' Halloween party. Yeah. Like, unfortunately, the females at this party, like, the costume was not like slutty nurse.
It would be a little bit weird if it was.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't get that at a kid's birthday party, but an adult Halloween party, like, I guarantee you that's going to be a costume at the party, right?
There'll be a keg. That's all I can confirm. I was told that there'll be a keg. I don't know if there's a keg
at your
party.
God, it's like you're 22 again. I'm jealous.
I'm glad it's on a Saturday, and we're turning the clocks back as well to get an extra hour of rest too, which will be nice to recover ahead of an NFL Sunday. But like, we're watching.
Like, you're
Oregon
telling me that I got to get up at 5 a.m. on Sunday to go to work. You got to sleep off a hangover and chill all day. I need that hour.
Hey, man, the way I might go to sleep, I might need that hour, too. But like, we're watching Oregon, Wisconsin, and Oregon, maybe you want to call it a sleepy spot. Maybe you want to call it like a rainy Pacific Northwest night spot, whatever the hell you want to call it. They looked pretty bad against Wisconsin. They won the game 21-7. They were like a 33-point favorite heading into the game. And I'm thinking about Oregon. And, okay, like, all right, who has Oregon beaten
this
year?
As one does.
As one does, you know, as you're watching the team. And their crowning moment is the win against Penn State, who we all know is not very good. And Indiana's crowning moment is the win against Oregon, which you could poke holes in what Oregon actually is. And Indiana, which was awesome to see them. And like kudos to you, I tailed you on that one, Indiana and UCLA, which I bet a hell of a lot more as they won the game by 50
Me
points.
Too.
But like Indiana.
Did you experience that moment just very briefly here when like I was like at the party watching the game and I was watching with this with a friend with Matt, who's like a friend, and like his wife is friends with my wife. He's a huge Jets fan. And we were talking about quarterbacks for the Jets, and we look up, and they're up like 45-3 in the fourth quarter, and Mendoza runs for a touchdown, and he goes, "I didn't know Mendoza could move like that," and I go, "I didn't either," and it was Alberto Mendoza, Fernando's brother. I had no idea that there were two Mendozas on the team. Alberto apparently moves faster than Fernando, so yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah, Alberto.
There Mendoza. You go. He's in the pipeline. Maybe he'll also win the Heisman Trophy after Fernando does it this year. But watching Indiana play, and they look awesome. They're a really good team. But part of me has to wonder, how good is the Big Ten? Which brings me to Ohio State, because you said Ohio State, draw a line, Bama, draw a line, the Notre Dame, and the rest of the country. Have we seen Ohio State get tested? Like, they beat Texas week one. Texas, I think we can all acknowledge, good team, not great team. At least it's currently constructed
Fair.
With their quarterback situation. They're playing Penn State this weekend. We all know Penn State's not good. They have a win over Washington. I root for the Huskies. I love the Washington Huskies.
Well, they
but like,
didn't
let's be
beat
honest.
Washington. They killed Washington in that game.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 24-6, though. Like, it wasn't like they beat them like how Indiana beat UCLA. They beat them 24-6, which is really good on the road, obviously. Like, they covered the number. But, I mean, Illinois, I guess, is like the shining win that you would put out there for Ohio State. I guess I'm saying
see
all
where
this
you're going
this,
with
like,
this. You think Ohio State might not be that good because the Big Ten might not be that good?
I think it's at least a fair conversation to have.
To who's Femi's like, number one?
I think I'm with Bama as my number one team. Because like, at least I know like in the SEC, and yes, like sometimes the SEC gets overrated because the brands, et cetera, and like they get boosted up in the AP polls, all that nonsense. But like Bama's been going through the ringer this past 5 weeks. All these wins against ranked opponents, and they've been getting it done. They beat Georgia. Like all these games where Bama's having to like put it on the line. And Ohio State, and this is not their fault, they can only play who's in their conference. They can only play who's in front of them. But it is just a complete 180 as opposed to what Bama's had to face. And if we get that matchup in the CFP, and there's a good chance we might get it, maybe in the semifinal or in the title game, not saying that it's a shove everything Bama, but if you're getting a decent amount of points, and I think you might be, based on what Ohio State's rating is probably going to be by the time we get there, how is it not a bet on Bama, at least with the points and a little bit on the money line? Like, I'm a little bit skeptical now of Ohio State being head and shoulders above the rest of the country.
So, the mark of a good... I don't, was that an argument you just gave? Like, what was that, would you say?
Yeah, I guess you say it presented an argument that Ohio State's not as good as people think.
The mark of a good argument is that it can cause someone who has come into the argument feeling a different way to have to maybe question his or her opinion. You did that to me just now. Now I'm a little concerned about my Ohio State take because you might be right.
And I'm not saying that they're not good. Like I think we can all just based on the opponents, like you can see like they're awesome. They're talented players. Smith, Tate, Saints coming to his own. But just can we? Maybe we might need to pump the brakes on Ohio State and everyone else. I think it's Ohio State, Bama. Maybe you want to throw Notre Dame. I still need to see a little bit more from Notre Dame, which we're probably not going to see because the rest of their schedule is cake after that win over USC. But like, I think there's a group of teams, and I think the point of this is that like we are in the parity-driven era of college football. This is no longer Bama-Clemson fast forward to January 3rd when they play in the national title game. I think this is now, hey, there's a group of teams that can win it. And the Ohio State team that we're seeing right now, I don't think is as good as the team that we saw last year. And they even stubbed their toe against Michigan. So I don't know. I think this is a little bit more wide open than the betting market might suggest.
Tell you what, Ohio State, rest the regular season schedule. Host Penn State at noon kickoff on Saturday. At Purdue, home UCLA, home Rutgers, at Michigan. We're probably not going to know until... we're not going to know. Fascinating. On the other side, we'll get back to the weekend that was in the National Football League. We have to talk about the Atlanta Falcons at some point. Maybe next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
10th play of the drive. Here they come. There he goes, Waddle. Look at him fly. You can kiss him goodbye. Waddle, touchdown. 43-yard strike. And a very big day for Miami winning in Atlanta.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Oh, you're muted.
Friend of the show, Kevin Harlan, there with the go. Call yesterday on CBS. This is one of those games where you're just like, what the hell's going on here? As the Dolphins destroy the Falcons in Atlanta, 34-10. We'll talk about it in a second, but, you know, today is Sports Equinox. Best time of year to be a sports fan. Football, baseball, basketball, and hockey all on the slate today. And to celebrate, BetMGM is giving you not one, but two parlay boost tokens to enjoy on any sport. Place your parlay and make this sports equinox one to remember. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And check us out on YouTube and Twitch. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. My handicap of Dolphins Falcons was perfect. Except I bet the wrong side. So I guess it was terrible. I said the Falcons are ridiculously inconsistent. Capable in 1 week of making the Buffalo Bills look silly, like they did a couple of weeks ago on Monday Night Football, and also capable of getting shut out by the Carolina Panthers in Carolina 30-0. And also capable of losing 34-10 at home to the Miami Dolphins, a team whose season and GM and head coach and quarterback are circling the drain. And they got absolutely obliterated. I said, if you're going to bet Miami, I feel like I'm doing like a, who is the Looney Tunes character? I said. Like I'm doing like it's a bad impression of that. Sorry. I said Foghorn Leghorn. I said if you're gonna bet the Miami Dolphins, bet them to win. Because the Falcons are wildly inconsistent and they could lose easily. And if you like Atlanta, lay alts. 16.5, 13.5. Even with Kirk Cousins starting in place of Michael Penix Jr. I wish I had bet Miami money line instead of Atlanta alts. Miami just destroyed them. Ridiculous. I don't think this is a sign of things to come for the Dolphins, because awaiting them on Thursday night on a short week is Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Assuming Lamar is going to play, I don't think that game's going to go well for Miami. They just ruled Storm Duck out for the season, and like he actually matters. Their defense is really bad, despite how the Falcons played yesterday. And look, like he'd absolutely kill the Falcons. I think Zach Robinson sucks, their offensive coordinator. Like, when Arthur Smith was the head coach and the play caller, we would kill Arthur Smith. How do you not use all your best players? Like, it's the same thing now. How can they not run the ball with Bijan? How do they have, and I don't care that Drake London didn't play in the game. How do you have no semblance of a pass game? Miami's defense is terrible. Terrible. Tampa wins yesterday in New Orleans. Like, this division's done. The Bucs are winning, as long as Baker stays healthy. I do think this sets up some fun betting opportunities for the rest of the year, though, as far as the Atlanta Falcons are concerned. This Sunday, can I interest anyone in a Super Bowl 51 rematch? I hope everyone's ready for the 28-3 jokes and memes, because they're coming fast and furious. On Sunday, the red-hot New England Patriots, with one of the MVP favorites, Drake May, at 6-2, welcome in the 3-4 Atlanta Falcons. And we don't know if it's Penix, we don't know if it's Kirk Cousins, I don't know that it matters. New England's a 5.5-point home favorite. The total is 45. Next hour on the show, Emmy and I will give you the bets that we've made and the bets that we're thinking about making for week 9 in the NFL. And I am going to ask Femi to talk me out of Falcons money line. Consider what we've said about Atlanta. Capable of getting blown out by the worst team or blowing out the best team. And maybe it's just Patriots by 20. I'll tell you what. Do not be shocked if and when we get to the end of the game on Sunday. And in the ultimate week-to-week league, the Atlanta Falcons beat the New England Patriots next Sunday in Foxborough. You better you bet on this Monday. Couple thoughts here. Game 3 of the World Series. Get Femi's opinion in a second. So, series is tied at 1, obviously. Blue Jays destroyed the Dodgers in Game 1 on Friday. Dodgers win Game 2 behind another complete game from Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I think our guy Tom Glavine was smiling on Saturday watching that game. Tyler Glasnow starting tonight for the Dodgers. Max Scherzer, 32nd career playoff start, starting for the Blue Jays. Bo Bichette's going to play second tonight. I don't think that's going to go well. LA minus 200 for the game. Blue Jays plus 165. I think the Dodgers are going to win. I have Dodgers in 5. I have Dodgers to win the series for a lot. I would really love if they won tonight. I think they will. I might bet the over in this game. Max Scherzer against the Dodgers in a World Series game in LA does not sound great to me. And on the flip side, like, Tyler Glasnow has been electric this postseason. Is that just going to continue? Like, definitely against the Blue Jays in this economy? Dodgers in the over is where I'm leaning for tonight. And if you parlay those two outcomes at BetMGM, Dodgers to win and over 8.5 plus 200 is what you'll get. You can make it legendary at BetMGM. Femi, how are you looking to bet Game 3 of the World Series? Your opinion on the Fall Classic through 2 games?
Yeah, I will be looking to bet the Dodgers. I'm not going to lay the minus 200 on the money line. I hear you on the total. I don't want to deal with the total. I'm just going to bet the Dodgers, put them in the Sports Equinox parlay. So I have that. But I do think the Dodgers win the game, even at that minus 200 price. I just think they're just much better. You know, they have the better lineup. They have the better pitching. Now, of course, Toronto's lineup is to be respected. Like, they're awesome. Like, we saw what the damage that they did in Game 1 Friday night. But the Dodgers are just the more complete team. They're the best team. I think that we've all known this was going to be a result, even though we tried to talk ourselves into other outcomes potentially happening from a betting standpoint or a rooting interest standpoint. It's just always been the Dodgers. I think they go up 2-1. I think tomorrow they go up 3-1. And I think Wednesday they win the series in 5.
How do you see the game playing out tonight?
I mean, my guess is that you do see the Dodgers bullpen have to participate, because I don't think Glasnow is not going to be the guy that gives you like a lot of length like Yamamoto does. Especially he's like a strikeout guy that's going to require a ton of pitches. Like,
I think Yamamoto is my favorite player in baseball right now.
He's ridiculously good. I mean,
and first off, like, he's Japanese, so yeah. like I like him like more than just in general, because like I love. Yeah, and Shohei Betts too.
Yeah, yeah. Like Shohei's one of us, man.
Yeah,
Shohei's firing. And
Yamamoto's
he's
a pitcher, and like, and I'm like Tom Glavine, like I'm kind of like a dinosaur, I'm a boomer. Like I miss the pitchers going really deep into games. I love how the Dodgers have transformed from, like, they used to be like the Yankees, meaning like this current iteration of the Yankees, and now they're just this unassailable, like, dynastic team.
Yep. Big spot, you want the Dodgers. 3 years ago, you wanted nothing to do with the Dodgers. That's why people will, like, talk themselves, and myself included, into the Padres of yesteryears and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, like, I think the Dodgers, like, just the way this game plays out, I think, is that you see Glasnow probably give you about five. I don't even think he's going to give you six innings. And the Dodgers' bullpen is going to have to be relied upon, which is a scary proposition. Their bullpen is shaky, and it's one of the, like, weaknesses if you want to poke holes into this team. It's like, hey, you can go ahead and touch those guys up, and a lineup like the Blue Jays can definitely do that. I just don't think that they're going to have enough. Because also, too, like, the Dodgers' lineup is ridiculous. I think you see Ohtani get back to his hitting ways. Mookie Betts hasn't had his breakout yet in this World Series. I mean, Will Smith is now back to what he was doing in the regular season, hit the monster home run Saturday night. Like, they just have so many guys to where, like, yeah, maybe the Dodgers bullpen has to be involved, but I think the lineup carries them to the win. Like, it probably goes over. I think it's probably like a 6-5 Dodgers win. Might not be a blowout, probably going to be a close game, but yeah, give me LA. I think LA gets this done.
This just hit me. Hear me out. I'm going to suggest a bet for you. And it's only for you. I don't know why I just thought this just now.
So if you're listening and watching,
piss off.
Stop. Don't do it.
Yeah. Or, like, you can. I'm just saying, like, this is, you're going to understand why. It's a Femi exclusive in a second. So this just hit me while you were talking. So Will Smith is going to be in the lineup tonight for the Dodgers, correct?
Correct.
What's Will Smith's daughter's name?
I mean, it's clicking. We're whipping our head back and forth with Willow. Yes, we are.
I think you need to bet Will Smith to homer tonight.
You know what? Given the fact that, I don't know if you see me look down a couple times, I think she might be ripping the rug that's underneath me right now.
Oh, almost. No question. She hasn't destroyed anything yet. Like, you're lucky if that hasn't happened.
Honestly, yeah. She's actually really well-behaved until she has, like, these freak-out moments. But I think the old CBD treats might be...
The edible. Because Femi drugs his dog.
They might be taking hold of her right now. I'm just like, I don't know what she's been doing the last hour, but it's unlike what she usually does. But yes, I can get involved. What is the price on that? Will Smith to hit a home run. I got to see this. All right, home runs, BetMGM. Plus 400. I'm in. Yeah.
If he had any sense of humor, like, if he homered tonight, he would, like, step on home plate, look into the camera, like the camera that they have there, like the whatever, and just go, keep my wife's name out your mouth, and then walk to the dugout. If he had a sense of humor.
He would go viral. Everyone would share that.
And then smack the cameraman in the face to really complete the bit. I'm kidding about.
And then Fox bumps out with getting jiggy with it. Like, it's the whole night. We'll do it all.
Well, like, if I were Will Smith, like, I would absolutely do that. If my name were Will Smith, I would be saying at least once a day to someone random, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. Every day. All right, final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. We'll talk Monday Night Football and why it's a massive game for both teams. We'll get into the NBA from last night and the weekend. Sports Equinox Parlay, all our bets for tonight to close up shop.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.